Yahtzee with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. Coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to read a good book. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper today, Ebony Liddell, because I love her book. It is, and I love the title of her book, because it is called Love Radio. I mean, could you get a better title? Hi, Ebony.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is a thrill for me. I'm just so happy. I've been, you know, I got your book. I always get these books, you know, well ahead of time. And it's been so much fun. I've had it right there on the corner of my reading chair, because I love the cover. And I mean, what can you say when a book is called Love Radio?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It is cool. It's one of the best YA books I have read all year. It's just fantastic. So you have to tell me all about it. What I love about it, you're so witty and so charming and so delightful, and it comes through in this story.
Oh, thank you so much. I've had a lot of good practice. I have a lot of charming people in my life, so it makes it easy to put it on the page.
Well, tell us about the story, about the main character, and just about yourself, because I think a lot of this personality, I have a feeling, is you.
So, yeah, Love Radio is about two teens, Danny Ford, who is an aspiring writer, who is laser-focused on moving to the big city to pursue her dream, and Prince Jones, a local Detroit DJ and love expert, who is looking to pursue her. And so they have a rocky meet-cute. But then he convinces her to go on three dates and sparks fly. So that's the book. And a little bit about me. I have worked in publishing for over 10 years. This is my first book. I am from the Detroit area, so that's why I wrote about the city of Detroit in the novel. And, yeah, there's a little bit of both of me and both characters, but it's really a story about family and community and love for all of those things, and love for your city and love for yourself. And so it was also really fun, like, putting elements of my family and my friends in the story as well.
And, of course, I do love the Detroit aspect, because I grew up in Detroit. When I was in third grade, we moved to Detroit, and I lived in Highland Park on Glendale Avenue.
Most definitely.
And so you know where that is. And I loved it. It was so wonderful. I had such a wonderful, wonderful childhood in Detroit. Of course, I spent a great deal of time, when I got to be a teenager, I spent a great deal of time skipping school, because I spent I spent all my time in the Museum of Art downtown.
That's amazing. Yeah, I have the same story. I have a very fond love of the city. I actually got the concept of Love Radio because I thought of the times that me and my mom would drive in the car in the morning and listen to all the radio shows, including like Mason in the Morning. We listened to Ricky Smiley, and I was just thinking about like the love advice they would give on the show that wasn't that great, and like the pranks and the celebrity gossip. And I just thought it would be really cool if Prince Jones was the one giving out love advice as a teenage boy and like just killing it, you know?
Well, I thought so, too. And I was, as I'm reading it, I'm imagining myself driving down Woodward Avenue.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to love that. Well, you know, when I was a teenager, of course, I was a little bit wild. We used to do that. As a matter of fact, we drove down Woodward Avenue, and we would form like a line of four of us in a line and slow the traffic down behind us and have our radios blaring, because we always had great radio stations in Detroit.
Exactly. You had to. That's a rite of passage, obviously.
So I love that aspect. I love, just, it reminded me of all sorts of wonderful times I had in Detroit, and I thought that's cool. I thought that was cool. But the whole idea, I think, is wonderful. There's so many things about it. I love the wittiness of it. I love that you have this sharp, you know, you notice things and you really hone in on things. And whether it's about hair, I love that thing about being in the rain. tell us some of the things that you've put into this book that really I think people will relate to, because I thought that was hilarious.
So, yeah, I had a lot. I wanted the book to be witty because I think of teenagers. I think of myself as a teenager. And even though I was a shy teenager, I tend to hang around a lot of extroverts. And I also was inspired by a lot of the 90s and 2000s black romances that came out, and how that wit and that banter was so important. It's such an important part of the story. Me being a black person is such an important part of black culture. Like some of the things, like you said, your hair, like natural women with curly hair, when we get it straight, the last thing we want to do is get caught in the rain. And it was little elements that like that I wanted to put throughout the story, so that if a teenager is reading it from Detroit, they feel like, oh my God, this is me. You know, like this love story is my love story, because I think of Love and Basketball. That was my love story growing up, even though it was a movie about, you know, it was a movie marketed towards adults. That was my coming of age story, because, you know, there are stories like 10 Things I Hate About You and movies like that. But the black teenage girl was always the side character. And I wanted, you know, to show a black teenage girl that we can be swept off our feet, too. We can have the grand romances that we see on TV. So it was really fun writing that. And I had to make sure that I put those witty moments in there, because that's part of, you know, what I was used to seeing growing up. And I'm sure a lot of teenagers are used to seeing now growing up. I mean, think of, like, how witty TikTok is. You know, think of people who get on there and they could, like, literally create movies the way that they'll have us laughing, you know, for hours on end. So that's what I wanted to put in the story.
Well, I found it, now, as I said, I got it, I think maybe 6 months ago, a long time ago, and we were still in the middle of the pandemic, and I was getting a lot of pandemic books. Oh, my gosh. I got so many and then I get this book, beautiful cover. Isn't it a lovely cover?
Thank you. I love that cover so much. I'm obsessed with it.
And so I just, you know, I just, of course, had to pick it up, and then, of course, the Detroit element. But it was the wit that got me, and I needed that. I was so tired of pandemic, and I didn't want to hear one more thing about, you know, anything like that. And just having, I think that's going to be a word that will be sort of always there with your writing, witty. And I think that's a wonderful thing, because we, so many people are just like, I mean, really? how can I say?
Say that, because, you know, it's funny you say that, because, and first of all, thank you for saying that, because I also work in the publishing industry, one of the things that can annoy me sometimes is when a book has to have a certain type of cadence in order to be taken seriously. And I don't think that's fair. You know, like you can be witty and smart and grounded and down to earth. You can be all those things and have that, you know, into a story. And I think for young writers who are looking to write and might feel discouraged because they're like, oh, I don't have the proper training and I don't have this, like, you got to trust your gut. You know, you have to trust the story that you want to write, and you have to put that out there, because I think it comes across. And when you were talking about the pandemic, I actually wrote Love Radio in 2019 in the top of 2020. And so I felt the same way. There was so much, you know, hurt and pain in the world that, like, I didn't want to read a pandemic book. I wanted to read something joyful. And so when I was seeing on my timeline people from Detroit who were passing away from COVID and, you know, disparities with the healthcare system, and how people weren't getting proper health care, it was a bomb. You know, it was really helpful in therapeutic writing all this joy about a city that was going through so much at the time.
Well, you know, there are many reasons I love you. One, because of the name of the book, but also notice how many times you use the word joy and joyful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always end my emails always, you know, have a joy-filled day. And so I get that from you, and I got that when I was reading the book, and when I realized that it's your first book, I mean, I was thinking, wow, you know, what's she been doing all these years? But obviously preparing, and I know that this is your first visit to Joy on Paper, but you're going to be back many times. As a matter of fact, I was thinking I would like you to come back, and we can do a half an hour, and you can talk about actually how you got into publishing, some of the trends in publishing. So perhaps you could give me another half an hour and come back during the summer, and we can talk about that.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you. It's an honor, of course.
Okay, so we're going to plan that. I'm going to get it all organized, and we're going to have a whole sort of half hour of joy filled about writing. My goddaughter, Kanisha, a few years ago, she said, you know, she was doing NaNoWriMo. She had done it many years, and she's a writer. Of course, she's, you know, also working, but she's writing all the time. And so she finally convinced me to do NaNoWriMo, and I was so happy. And so I think it's so important that we get out there and we talk about the fun and the joy of writing.
Of course.
And so you're going to be back, and we're going to have you back in July, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so meanwhile, everybody, I want everyone to get this book. It's wonderful. It's called Love Radio. And tell us a little bit where they can find you and, you know, all of that kind of the stuff.
Yeah, so I am online on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Ebony Liddell. You can find me, find out more about me at ebonyliddell.com. And you can find this book wherever books are sold. So your local independent bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, anywhere and everywhere.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And your website is very interesting. And what do you have there that you want people to see?
Oh, well, if you, as you know, the tour is wrapping up and there are more events, if you want to come see me live, summer is upon us, and I'm able to fortunately do some events, so I'll have information up about that. I'll have information up about some of the media and all those things. And whenever book two comes about, you'll learn more. And I also have a newsletter, so I'll be keeping my fans updated on what's going on.
Well, that's wonderful. And I'm sure you're working on book two by now, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, isn't that joy on paper? Once you see your words on paper, you can't stop.
Yeah, it's an addiction for sure. I always said, like, okay, I'll write a couple books and we'll see what happens. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh, this could be interesting. I'm going to try that out. I'm going to play with this. So we'll see what happens. But it is very inspiring to be able to constantly be inspired to write more. So,
and I will enjoy reading more things about Detroit. I love when you put things in about Detroit. I am, of course, you know, once you live in Detroit, my teams are still Detroit. I mean, I'm a Tigers fan. I can't help it. I live in hope for the Lions. I don't know. It's pretty hopeless, don't you think?
No comment.
No comment. Well, so. But it is a fun place, and I always tell people, you know, they say to me, well, did you like living in Detroit? And I say, there's something special about it. There really is, isn't there?
Something special, yeah. That's the best way to describe it. There is something very unique about that city that will always have me. And, you know, I love to pursue other things, but that city will always have a special place in my heart. And so it was only right that the first book I published was the first book that, you know, showed the city that, you know, gave me my love for reading. And I'm always thankful for that. And it's fun also to be able to incorporate my second love, which is music, into the story as well.
Well, you did it all. You combined it all. And I want to say also you combine this love of family. And I thought perhaps that is the heart of the book in the end. Mm-hmm. All of the other things, mm-hmm. the wit, the charm, everything else, and the music. But at the heart of it, it's this wonderful love that obviously you have for your family and that you want mm-hmm. people to feel. And so that's why I think this book is something really special and one that I know that people will enjoy. It's called Love Radio, and I love the book. And I want to, again, thank you so much, Ebony Liddell, for being on Joy on Paper today. You are delightful.
Thank you so much, Toriyu, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. We'll have you back here in July, okay?
Perfect. I can't wait.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet. Oh, I love this book. It's so much fun. All right. What a book. Bye-bye now.